This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ethiopia's prime minister and military chiefs say that federal forces have taken full control of the Tigray region's capital, Mekele. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed declares the taking of Mekele marks the completion of the military offensive in Tigray that started nearly 4 weeks ago. Earlier Saturday, the Tigray government reported the city being heavily bombarded, but with communications cut to Tigray, it's difficult to verify claims by the warring sides. Ethiopia's government continues to seek the arrests of the regional leaders, while millions of civilians have been plunged into a massive humanitarian crisis. Nearly 1 million people have been displaced. I'm Ben Thomas.
The head of the UN Refugee Agency says Sudan needs $150 million in aid to cope with the flood of Ethiopian refugees crossing the border from the conflict zone. Filippo Grandi said during a visit to a Sudanese camp on Saturday, the funds are needed for water, shelter, and health services.
The UN and humanitarian community needs about $150 million for the next 6 months to help the government of Sudan manage this refugee crisis.
Sudan has accepted more than 43,000 Ethiopian refugees while struggling with its own deep economic crisis. The country is also going through a fragile transition since the April 2019 ouster of veteran strongman Omar al-Bashir after unprecedented mass protests against his rule triggered by economic hardship. The French news agency reports that Boko Haram fighters killed at least 43 farm workers and injured six as they worked in rice fields in northeastern Nigeria on Saturday. At least 36,000 people have been killed in the jihadist conflict, which has displaced around 2 million people since 2009. This is VOA News. Funeral services were held on Saturday for Iran's top nuclear scientist, assassinated outside Tehran on Friday. Meanwhile, the country's supreme leader has vowed to avenge his death. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's top authority, pledged to continue the work of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who Western and Israeli governments believe orchestrated a secret Iranian program to make weapons. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani was swift to blame U.S. ally Israel for the assassination. He told a televised cabinet meeting that the Islamic Republic would respond, quote, at the proper time. Israel's N12 news channel says Israeli embassies have now been put on high alert. But the country has declined to comment on the attack. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran have risen since Trump pulled Washington out of a 2015 international nuclear deal and ramped up harsh economic sanctions that drove down Iran's vital oil exports, crippling its economy.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Belgium's prime minister tells citizens to please leave a chair empty at this year's family Christmas dinner as a precaution, or face the possibility of having that chair empty forever. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The stark message reflects worries over smaller festive family gatherings as Europeans battle with containing the surging COVID-19 pandemic over the holiday season. Alexander De Croo argues the country's long-running costly efforts should not be thrown away for the sake of a few warm and fuzzy hours exchanging gifts under a Christmas tree. He says, "I would not want the progress of the past 4 weeks to be wasted because of 4 days." Europe's nations are struggling to reconcile cold medical advice with a tradition that calls for big gatherings in often poorly ventilated rooms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As coronavirus cases surge, Los Angeles County has announced a new stay-at-home order. We get the details from AP's Mike Hempen.
The three-week order takes effect Monday. It was announced Friday as L.A. County, the nation's most populous, confirmed 24 new deaths and more than 4,500 new infections. The order advises people to stay home as much as possible and to wear face masks when they go out. It bans people from gathering with others who aren't in their households, either publicly or privately. However, church services and protests are exempted. Businesses can remain open, but with limited capacity. Beaches, trails, and parks also will remain open. I'm Mike Hempen.
Find more at our website, voanews.com.